Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. It's your boy, DeLeo, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star kid. What's
yo,
the deal?
Yo, what up? I'm TJ.
Oh, you ain't gonna do your AKA shit like last week?
Nah, nigga, that was a one of one. That was done with.
Yo.
Okay. Nah, don't yo, because I got some shit to say right now.
Welcome back, BA, man. How you feeling, man?
Welcome back, BA. Tell us
yes,
why you're
how you doing, bro? I feel fine, but you motherfuckers, boy.
Wait. Get your
nah,
intro
fuck
first.
All that.
He never does an intro anyway.
Okay. I never do an intro.
Okay, go ahead.
You okay, motherfuckers. So I'm listening to last week's episode. And you niggas really, really, really telling the world that I got hemorrhoids, my nigga?
Yo, in me and Drew's defense, that was Dave that threw it out there. We just ran with it.
Listen.
Yo,
listen.
Let's be clear for the people who are listening.
It was Kareem Akbar.
I was hospitalized for COVID shit,
man,
and COVID complications. Let's be real about that. You motherfuckers can shout out Jeremiah for being in hospital. You can't say God
damn. Yeah. Nigga, wait, hold up. You were still texting us saying you was cool. So I guess I was joking at that point. This nigga was
I was
ICU.
Cool goddamn with two IVs in my arm. And fucking, you know what I'm saying? A fucking hospital roommate on his other shit. Like, yo.
Man, first and foremost, man, we are so happy that you are better. You know, we didn't want to put it out there because, you know, man, you know, being a big celebrity, you know, like Tom Hanks, man, we didn't want to just, you know, put that out there without clearing it through your PR rep, man. So, you know.
And let's be honest, like, you know, COVID is everywhere. It's oversaturated. Hemorrhoids, that shit is entertainment.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Fuck y'all entertainment. I don't give a shit.
Man.
You niggas is entertained?
Man.
Hey, did you catch the Mr. McAfee joke from 11 Color? Do you remember that?
I feel like that was gold. Yeah.
I just don't think, I mean, you know, I got a couple of chuckles, but I feel like that shit was gold.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I checked up on you, bro. I tried to
Shout out to all y'all. Everybody checked in on me. I was kind of going through it, but I was straight. It wasn't, you know.
Man. Thankfully again, you're okay, man. So like, you know, again, everybody, please mask up. You know, two out of four of us on this show have been affected by COVID, and you know, hopefully nobody else is. But it's just, you know, it's still out there, man.
I don't even know how I got the shit.
Yeah.
This kind of segues perfect into the first thing that I wanted to talk about, which is the verses that didn't happen that was supposed to with Keisha Cole and Ashanti.
Yeah.
And because Ashanti, at the last minute, of course, discovered she had COVID and they couldn't do it.
Right.
So my shit is like, Ashanti, she's kind of acting like she don't know how she got
man,
it. And
she can't believe.
Sis, like,
can't believe.
I mean, sis was, she was like in three different continents in the last week.
Oh,
like,
baby.
I mean, she was posting hella, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
just being foolish.
Man, yeah. See.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
man. Exactly.
Ashanti was riding elephants and,
I mean,
you know,
she was having a grand old time with the ratchet.
Yeah. And
having big fun.
Yeah, big fun. And, you know, it all kind of came together like last minute. You know, of course, people were speculating all type of folks. And then, of course, a lot of people was going in on her because she was kicking it. And a lot of the photos she was posting, she didn't have on a mask.
And then she did like a live and she was talking about how like, you know, she doesn't eat beef or pork and she eats well and she thinks she got it from hugging one of her family members. Like, sis, we seen you.
Yeah.
Like, you were mad reckless behavior. So like,
yeah. Yeah, the passport was popping. Like she was, man, she was.
The man, passport listen. Got COVID.
Yeah, indeed, and yeah. So the verses, as a result, got postponed to January 9th.
Top of the year. Yeah, I think January 9th. Somewhere at the top
she was
going
to lose anyway.
Yeah.
I still don't know about that. I still feel like between her features, she had more than enough.
Why do you put a lot of
because
into
that's
features,
part of like, the verses, like, man.
Drew, put a lot in the beach,
that's
dude.
That's it what it's always been since the beginning of it. Yeah. Like it's songs with hits that you're on, whether they're your songs or features. That's been the beginning of verses.
Dickie Simpkins was a bull. That don't mean he was a chicken.
Listen, and I'm not arguing that.
Dickie Simpkins.
I'm just saying.
Dickie Simpkins was a bull.
True, and I'm not arguing that, but I'm just saying as far as verses and how it's always been and what they base the shit on, it's your hits, whether they're your songs or features. That's what it is. So to.
And let me tell you, and based off verses, the hood always went out. Not just because the features and how many spins you got back in the day is the hood pretty much say you.
This was Keisha Cole all day, bro. She was gonna win that.
To me,
if that's the case though, then Guap would have won when it was him and Jeezy.
To me,
because Guap was playing mad hood shit.
To me,
features are
cheat codes. So like, I feel like. People pull out the feature joints or like the lesser known or unreleased joints sometimes when they kind of are down in the match a little bit, or sometimes they just do it, you know, out of nostalgia just to, you know, throw something different in there.
It's about the hits. That's all it comes down to. Yeah. That's all it comes to. So whether they had a quick 8-bar verse on the feature or, you know, in Ashanti's case, she sang the hook on most of these hit songs, which we all know is a big part of what makes a hit anyway.
Yeah.
So I just feel like she got, between her catalog and her features, because she got monster features, I feel like she got more than Keisha on that tip.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. We're going to see.
We're going to see.
Hopefully. But thankfully, Ashanti's fine.
Yes, but please, y'all. If y'all don't care about COVID no more, just say that. Because I've been watching, you know, social media. And folks is out here, man. Like,
niggas didn't say Ashanti had hemorrhoids.
Atlanta don't have it.
What?
Y'all didn't say Ashanti had hemorrhoids.
She announced
she had COVID.
We had posted on it before. Yeah. We got a chance to make some
post
shit
on
up.
It before. Did y'all see my Facebook? What are you talking
you
about?
Oh, you did. You did. That's right.
You did. Yeah.
Well,
did.
Let's the record show. I go back to hemorrhoids is more entertaining. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. If it wasn't you, you'd have been in on jokes too.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, you know what this also says? I'm never missing a show. I will be on my deathbed on the show because y'all
clearly right,
give me
right.
Shout.
Never,
y'all not
never
gonna give me
miss a show.
Something like that. No.
Well, in that never way, that way, B, you're an innovator because you have set the tone, and now we know that we can never miss a show no matter what.
Yeah, and
it's the BA rule.
And you know, just to put this out there too, you know, since we're being transparent, and we'll get back to Versus in a second, but I went and got a colonoscopy a couple weeks ago. And
you missed that in the thread, Drew?
Yeah. And,
no, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
so
totally
you know, I encourage, you know, all of my peoples, especially, you know, my Black brothers.
Oh yeah, no, you did.
Especially my Black brothers, man. Definitely go get your shit. No pun intended. Checked out.
Oh, that's a hell of a pun.
Yeah. But nah, man, because you know a lot of us, you know, are also getting lost to you know, colon cancer. You know, rest in peace too to you know Natalie Dassel, who we just recently lost, and you know Chadwick Boseman. So, you know, health is wealth, especially in these times. So, man,
hey, well, I had one early, so like when I was 26, I had got diagnosed with ulcers, so they gave me a. Man, let me tell you something. Don't wake up in the middle of one.
Shit. Oh,
that's
wow.
all I gotta say.
Damn.
Yeah,
that don't sound like fun.
Yeah, that don't sound very fun at all.
Yeah, I woke up right in the middle, smack dab in the middle. They had to give me more anesthesia. I was like, hey, man.
Overshare.
Man. Well,
hey, man.
No, I'm transparent. I ain't mad at it.
But I was pretty much awake through my procedure, you know, they had me on that Twilight anesthesia. But yeah, it was interesting, man. But you know, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But what was crazy is on the way to get the procedure done, I was listening to Sway in the Morning show, and literally the it was the beginning of the show, and the conversation was about the importance of getting your colonoscopy, because I guess he had been considering it, and a caller had called in and was kind of, you know, dispelling some of the myths and rumors and, you know, making it not as frightening as a lot of, you know, people are. So it was like a message almost on the way, you know, to getting the procedure done. So,
yeah.
But yeah, man, back to Versus real quick. So it was just announced that the Bay Area, the Yay area,
shout out to the town,
man, about to get their shine on Versus with two legends. TJ's favorite rapper.
So, yo, just real quick, I feel like everybody, you know, especially amongst us, we all know 40 is one of my favorite rappers. So y'all probably would say if somebody asked y'all would probably say that I would be betting on 40.
Yeah.
No, because it's about hits. And I mean, 40's my man. You know, he's one of my favorites, but I just don't know if he has enough hits for short.
I'm gonna disagree with you only because I feel like Short has mad classic catalog, but the newer stuff, you know, besides like Blow the Whistle and you know, some other joints he was featuring on, I don't think E40 still got joints that he's still putting out. You know what I mean?
Okay,
but I think 40 is going to have. I understand Short's catalog. Yeah. I do, but Short had a few different periods where he wasn't putting out music. 40 never had, like, now.
He retired. 40, that's what 40 happens.
But my point is, 40 has more for that reason. Right. You know what I mean?
But are they joints that
one person stops? Yes.
But are they joints that people are going to recognize outside of his core fans?
Ghost Rider will.
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay, so listen, I got just, y'all.
They stacked over the one he
okay,
just
y'all
said.
Tell me what else, because this is what I got as far as E40 hits that the general hip hop public will listen to, will know, as opposed to just hardcore fans like me.
What you think they know or what they actually know?
What they will know.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I got Sprinkle Me and Tell Me When to Go. What else y'all got? Maybe Snap Your Fingers, because he had that feature on John shit. Maybe that. What else y'all got that general hip hop music lovers will know from 40? What else?
We not counting Light Practice, Looking Hard, none of that.
No.
Captain Save a Ho.
No.
People don't know Captain Save a Ho to you?
Maybe Captain Save a Ho. Okay, so if we're giving Captain Save a Ho, that's 4. What else 40 got that general people that listen to hip hop will know besides hardcore fans? I mean, what else?
I feel like he was on a couple of remixes. Like,
name
them. What about the you and that?
You and that, buddy?
I was thinking about you and that. Maybe. Okay, if we give him that, that's 5.
You talking about
Dusted and Disgusted?
Dusted and Disgusted?
I don't know about that one. Maybe Rapper's Ball as well, because it had 40 and Casey and Joe and Joey.
And Short.
And JoJo.
And Short.
In Short, yeah. Okay, so maybe that. We're still at about 5 or 6. Now, Short, I feel like he has definitely more.
Candy by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
E40 got way more hits than you're giving him credit for. You know
I'm talking, but hits that people in general are gonna know.
First off, wait. First off, you're talking about two artists who are very, very, I don't want to say regional, but they're bigger in their area.
Well,
so
yeah, but Short
when,
has...
when you're talking about they, you know, the general hip hop audience, like there's a specific audience for E40 and Too Short, and they know these songs.
Yes, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people that listen to hip hop, but they may not be hardcore E40 fans.
I think you're overthinking that, bro. I don't think it's going to be that deep. I think they're going to play the hits that they have.
Okay, we'll see. And I just feel like Too Short is going to have more recognizable joints. Because even if you go back to his, you know, y'all remember songs that was played around y'all when y'all was 6 or 7. So even the fucking stuff from the late 80s, I feel like people are going to remember. Because it still gets played in the club and just they just remember it from childhood. So I feel like even with, you know, Short's, most of his hits are on the early side of his category, of his catalog, but I still feel like people are going to remember him and recognize him.
Nope.
All right.
Yep. I'm just singing E40 songs.
Maybe that one. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about that one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Choices.
Which one?
Yeah, choices. That's what it is.
Dave, you just like doing your E40 invitation.
I do just like doing my E40 invitation. Ghost ride the whip. Yeah, I can't.
But that old, I feel like you when you talk about a lot of times, CJ, you would talk about like the versus audience. But the versus audience is based upon the people who are in the verses.
So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So
the people who are gonna show up for that versus are gonna show up specifically for E40 and Too Short. They're gonna know the records.
Yeah. True.
But so I mean that's a very, very valid and point that very well could be. I just think they have
Look, on this podcast right now, Drew wasn't the versus audience for fucking Jeezy and what's his name?
He made that very obvious, yes.
But I'm saying, but in other verses, so adamant about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he's interested, he's in. So it's about what artists you connect with. And, you know, that they're going to have their own audience who's going to come into that verses, and they're going to play all kind of fucking yay area shit that you may not even know. But the audience going to go crazy because they know that shit, because it pops
possible,
out there.
But I also think there is a dedicated versus fan base that watches them all and that generally love urban music.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, who comes out. I think, you know, like BA said, it's definitely going to be that Oakland audience first and foremost. But then you're going to have other folks that are just, you know, E40 and Short fans too. And I think it's going to be a good battle. So
yeah,
I'm just
speaking.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say, and like, I've been seeing other people tweet about this, but like, let's bring back the old verses, man. When it was just the artists at crib, and they look in they Wi-Fi, because the you know, if it was that from the jump, we might have still had Ashanti and Keisha on the time. But and I just think the production in Teddy Riley fucked up verses. Put that on the t-shirt. I just think the production end of it and these big, because you know, like now we be waiting an hour for both the artists to get there, and they got dueling DJs. Yeah. And no, play that shit off your laptop again. That shit, the authentic Chris Ghetto version of it was better.
I'm actually getting a t-shirt, man.
I agree with you. Teddy Riley fucked up verses. I agree with you on that. I feel like, you know, definitely it brings a very, you know, very just genuine, organic feel to it. Like, you know, I remember when the whole Jill Scott and Erykah Badu battle went down, just, you know, seeing the both of them in their element at home, just playing the stuff off of the, you know, computer or whatever they was playing off of.
Yeah, yeah.
It just made it that much more personable, you know? So I agree with you on that. I feel like, you know, maybe once a month or something, you know, if you want to do the big production, like I feel like for the Beanie Man and Bounty Killer one, that was perfect. You know what I mean? But for, you know, other ones, yeah, I agree with you. I definitely feel like
they got a Versus TV account, right?
Yeah.
So it's a Versus account and then a Versus. Like, do that, do the production shit, make that just like something separate. But we can do the at home on your phone and computer versus they can do that shit once a week easy as opposed to having to take the time. And then with the COVID restrictions, and it's a whole lot, man. So like, make that something separate, like bring back the old Versus.
Yeah, I feel like between Teddy and then like Jagged Edge, you know, folks who had like really jacked up Wi-Fi or sound.
Oh God, that Jagged Edge shit.
So yeah,
Teddy Riley fucked up Versus.
I'm actually get that on T-shirt.
You're right, Drew. That's You're right, Drew. That should be on a t-shirt. Teddy Riley fucked up verses.
That's hilarious.
Actually, I know we've been doing song titles for the names of these, but maybe we should consider Teddy Riley fucked up verses for this one. Just put an asterisk next to it.
Or no hemorrhoids. Yeah. One of the two.
No. Hey, don't tempt me. So listen.
That's what Make Him Say Ugh was about.
I wasn't even going, huh?
That's what Make Him Say Ugh was about.
Hmm.
Just the pain of
dealing with. Is that where that title came from?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when Dave asked for a title for the show.
Wow.
And we recapped what we had talked about.
Wow. You reached for that.
And y'all came up with the bullshit.
Again, it was them two niggas right there. Not me.
It should have... Yeah. Or maybe it should have been, you know, asked out or... Yeah, never mind. What's done is done.
Right. So a couple weeks ago, or a couple shows ago... I talked about how I probably never was going to get on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
thanks to TJ. Yeah. So I recently joined Clubhouse and all hell broke loose at my welcome party on Clubhouse. I was,
what a time.
Yeah. I was assaulted by Russian bots who used my profile picture and swarmed the room that I was in. Trying to, I guess, it get us shut down or whatever, but it was both scary and apparently hilarious to everybody that was in the room.
You're still traumatized, aren't you?
Yeah, it was very scary.
Have you been on Clubhouse since?
I have. I was actually on there today. I was in a room about stocks that are a little less known.
And I peeped in there for a second.
Yeah. So if you've been keeping up, you know, Clubhouse is the new invite only social media app where you can go on and, you know, go into these different chat rooms. And
right now you still need an iPhone. Otherwise I'd have invited you to BA. Don't feel left out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I knew you would.
Here's my thing about, and this is how I feel about Clubhouse, y'all. It feel like it's almost like an elitist level. Like you have to have an iPhone.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to be invited in.
Between
this sounds like some elite level.
Yeah, between those two.
I'm
but,
in the
I mean,
club and y'all can't get in stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly how a lot of people feel
and
about
some
it.
Of these rules but, off the chain, by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So if you've been keeping up, what was that? Yeah. Earlier in the week, Academics had popped on for his welcome. And,
yo, that cat is really brave to, like, get on and sit through all that because niggas had some smoke.
Man, yeah, he was not welcome at his welcome party. so his room had like 5,000 people in it.
Yeah, that was the first time we ever saw like a room at capacity, and you had to wait to get in like it was a fucking club.
Yeah, literally. Like I was trying to see if anybody knew any bottle girls or you know someone that could pull me in, but. Yeah, like 5,000 people in there. Tory Lanez was in the room. 21.
Fuck Tory Lanez.
21 Savage.
Fuck Tory Lanez. Shout out to Savage, though, because he was a great moderator and like 21. Keeping it.
21.
He was keeping it moving and he didn't let niggas gang up on act like they wanted to because niggas came and then they had like a roast session where everybody went around and, you know, saying that nigga was like a package of brown sugar and just all these other hilarious roles, but he like Savage kept like he kept it moving and like was a great moderator, so shout out to him for that. But still, fuck Tory Lanez. I'm mad that like niggas gave him real estate in that room to even talk. Like he's fucking corny to me.
Yeah. Just like Academics is corny to me. Academics is probably one of the corniest dudes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's
his voice he's corny. His voice is irritating too. But you know, all shit popped off when Meek Mill came into the room, and you know, him and Meek Mill have a very
hate a relationship. Know,
yeah, basically, and shit got mad heated in that room when Meek popped in there, and
they said Gibbs was in there or coming at one point, but I was trying to stick around for that, but it never happened while I was in.
Man, I'm gonna play a little clip from it and
we got clips
hey,
now.
Hey, you know what I mean? Check it out, man. I'm gonna see.
Don't get us sued by Clubhouse, dog. We ain't got no money.
But I did not post the nigga. me money to post them. I said, no, I'm not posting them.
All right, that's just one. Let's go to the next one. To me like that and you screaming like that, that would not take place. What you doing right now, what you do on the internet, the way you do it, yeah, bro, thing, like, I don't agree with me. If you stir up a beef and somebody dies, you are a part of that. That's a conspiracy to that beef. You can say go to jail for that. You get conspiracy to that.
I'm not gonna let you lie about that and say let's move on while everybody thinking I did some fucked up shit. I didn't do it. You're actually lying. Wow. I gotta call you out on it.
So you know, just to give you a little context, you know, a lot of people were saying that, you know, people like Academics and DJ Vlad are basically contributing to a lot of the, like, you know, violence that goes on, or they're basically instigating and perpetuating a lot of stuff, right? And especially in Academics' case, because, you know, he gets on his platform and be talking real greasy and, you know, throwing out idle threats. And so Meek is basically saying that, you know, Meek and a lot of other rappers are saying that cats are actually getting killed over what, you know, Academics does. I think G Herbo even jumped on there a little bit later was kind of saying the same thing. You know, people are saying, like, you know, cats like DJ Vlad are culture vultures and the feds. And I don't know. What y'all think about that, man?
I think Vlad definitely tries to incriminate niggas.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Vlad just asks niggas to get on camera and tell on themselves. And he just asks them some dumb shit like, yo, how many crimes you did? What's the last crime you did? And then he just encourages niggas to get loose-lipped and tell on themselves.
Now, to be fair...
They do it.
They got to recognize that Vlad is I don't know, man. He a plant. Because he really be trying to, his questions be like, yo, why the fuck would I put myself in that box? You know what I'm saying?
And right. With me, right. Academics is a nut chomping gerbil. Because
that's actually a pretty good,
you know what though, act just seemed like that kid in school who, like, used to get beat up all the time
and now people are paying attention to him,
and right, so because I think what that clip you just played, Meek was 100% right, bro. Like, knowing act and knowing Meek, act wouldn't be yelling at Meek if they was face to face.
Yeah,
he just wouldn't do it. He doesn't have. He's not built like that. He didn't yell at the Migos. Remember that?
Yeah. Exactly. He was.
You sat there. Quiet. With stupid.
He was,
you know,
quiet
in
the church mouse.
Or Vic Mensa when Vic said he wanted to slap the shit out of him.
I'm saying you didn't. You ain't do none of that yelling. Yeah. You weren't all hype like that. So he's just that kid that he's not
that internet gangster in the dictionary. Is gonna be act.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even put that. That's how that's
gonna,
too
he's
much.
He's gonna talk wrong. Real greasy over the internet, but when he face to face, he ain't about that smoke. He ain't about that life.
Oh, he ain't gonna say shit face to face.
Nah, not at all. And even when he be talking it over the internet, a lot of times he be like mad drunk, like he be off the Hennessy and just be going in on the microphone, you know. So yeah, I'm interested to see his. Clubhouse experience might have been just yesterday.
I can't imagine he thinks he's gonna be able to slide in different rooms and, like, not get barked on.
Nah, but
then you run with 6ix9ine, so that's another strike against you.
That's another thing. But BA, listen, there was a room called Throat Babies for $500, $500 contest, like some shit like that. You probably would.
Dude, no, TJ, when you put this in a group chat,
bro, if you can see my face right now.
I posted it in the group chat.
Yeah,
this happened. This is the lamest thing I've ever seen or heard in my life.
Yo, that shit, like, listen, I was just so fascinated that people were in there, like, participating in that, and just, like, I was just fascinated by it. I wasn't even entertained. I was just fascinated, like, watching I don't know. I was just super fascinated, but not entertained.
I was just
by
like
it.
In total shock. Like, this is what the world has come to.
Dave, did you go in at all?
I did not because I don't think I would want anybody seeing me online in the throwback.
Listen, it's just the entertainment thing. And if anybody's saying anything, like, whatever. But yo, okay, so like for y'all listening and don't know, so like obviously Clubhouse is an audio app and it's almost like a walkie talkie mm-hmm. where you can talk to people that aren't there, but it's not on the phone, whatever. Anyway, so this throat baby.
I don't even know why we're talking about this stupid thing.
Because this shit is hilarious. Oh, all right, so real quick, so we can move on. The throat baby room. It was a bunch of dudes that women were having a contest, like how they give head, but it was like the audio version of it. And like whoever, I guess, was decided that won, they, I guess, got cashed out $500.
Exactly.
Like, you know how like when you're in a room, you got to wait for the fighter to call you up. They invite you to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what happened. So it was a bunch of chicks in the audience waiting to get called up and compete. So we're talking like, I don't know, 30, 40 chicks, maybe more. I don't remember. But like waiting to get caught up. And then once they get caught up, they, I don't know, somebody had to be giving real head somewhere. Probably, I don't know. But so obviously all we can do is hear it. So we just heard them doing all the sounds, the slurping, the gawking,
it's
whatever.
The lamest thing. I'm glad I was only in there for like 2 minutes.
And
like,
then the moderators decided who gave the best Clubhouse head, audio head. I don't know. But that was
dumb.
Yeah. It was mad fascinating just to see people's excitement and like just their participating. It was the strangest shit. I didn't spend a whole lot of time in there. I was probably in there 5-6 minutes. Maybe I went in there like twice just to double check. But
wait. But you came in there twice?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Fuck you, Dave. Whatever. All right. So yeah, that was the room, and I just found it hilarious. So
you see how lame that sounds
in our group.
You hear how lame that sounds? Like, listen, and you gave women money for that.
People, yeah, apparently that was the thing because that was the name of the group. It was Throw Babies, $500 cash.
I swear to God, this pandemic got to end.
Well, see, here's the thing, man. You know, Clubhouse is, I guess, moving towards trying to monetize. I think sometime within the early part of next year. So it's still in its beta stage. So can you imagine people paying to get into the throat baby competition?
And people would. But listen, if you're gonna win $500, then they probably would spend that $25 or however much it was costing getting there. Well, at least they think, because everybody thinks they give the best
answer. I swear this pandemic got in. This is the dumbest thing in the world.
No, that's a good point, Drew.
Yeah, this shit sound dumb.
That's a good point, because like, I wonder how Clubhouse is going to fare once the pandemic is over and people can go back outside and do normal shit again.
Well, I mean, it probably will still do well. I don't know if it'll like be overwhelmingly popular because if you think about it, I think some of the old like party lines are still around, aren't they?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like shit.
I saw a commercial for Live Link the other day, so true, I guess they are.
But maybe like, you know, because like I feel like the people most geeked about it are like super extroverts who need to have that energy from other people, so they're gung-ho about it now.
Right.
But when when the shit is over and people can go back out and do stuff, like they gonna be out, and then I feel like it's gonna be us lonely ass introverts on the shit at that point.
True.
Right. So it's gonna get lame.
Hey, introverts get it popping too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think they're gonna they're gonna make a separate app for the Android users called Outhouse. So
go ahead and watch yourself for that one too, son. You wanna fucking do sound effects? Sound effect that shit.
No.
Seriously, watch yourself.
I can't allow that one.
Not at all. Oh man. So
Y'all really refuse. Huh?
Yes. Yes.
You thought that was heat,
man,
huh?
Man, the power is in my hands, man.
All right.
So are y'all doing any Christmas shopping this year?
Yeah, I got to.
You know what? Everybody who I'm shopping for, they said I ordered it online, but it ain't got here yet.
Man, that sounds like
a cop out.
No, that's the point. That's the cop out. That's what everybody gonna hear.
Man, so man, it got me to thinking, man. What was like some of the worst Christmas gifts y'all ever received, or have y'all ever like regifted?
No, I've
anything?
Never regifted anything. Cause yep, I'm a.
Oh, you have?
Well, not okay. Go ahead first. I didn't regift.
It's probably I at one point I went through a phase I was giving everybody books for holidays. So BA, you regifted one of the books I gave you.
No, I didn't regift, but I don't know if you remember, TJ, when we was little, and we was little and broke, of course. But we went in your mama closet and wrapped up a dress that we never saw again.
I thought we did that for her birthday.
Wow,
that was Christmas, my dude.
That's
Christmas.
That's when we was in Calumet City.
Nah, that was before that, I think. But
I don't even remember doing that one time in Calumet City, and I was pretty sure it was her birthday.
Wait,
but go ahead.
Then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. You the older brother,
wait, hold
whatever.
On. When y'all was in Calumet City, man, y'all was fairly, you know, of age, so.
No, we were like 10 or 11.
This is the first time.
Okay.
This is the first time.
Oh, yeah. This is when we first moved. Yeah, we were like 10 or 11.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
We was literally 10 and 11.
So y'all went in the closet and you found like an old dress that she hadn't worn or something?
We found a dress that we felt like we never seen her in. Like, so maybe she had lost track of it.
Yeah, maybe she forgot.
Maybe she forgot she had it. And so then we like wrapped that up, and like for them first 10 seconds when she saw that we got her a gift before she opened it, oh, she was mad excited. So like the whole ruse was worth just those 10 seconds.
Yeah. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
The
then she opened the box, obviously recognizing her own dress. And I don't remember. I probably blacked out the rest of the memory.
I think she laughed about it.
I think y'all.
I think she.
But I thought that was Christmas. That was what
her birthday.
I'm
like,
you know, Dave, I'm starting to see now why when we used to go over there, she used to do the stuff she used to do to them now. I get it now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like y'all could have just made a clay ashtray.
That'd
have been a lot better.
Y'all went
in the closet.
We were in junior high. We weren't in second grade.
Oh no, man!
That's even worse.
Hey, it sounded.
It was
like
actually
a good
idea.
It sounded like a good idea.
And it would have worked.
If it weren't for them pesky kids.
It would have worked.
Right. Okay.
If it weren't for them pesky ass kids. Right. Definitely would have worked.
But yeah, no, like I thought we picked something that we feel like we had never seen her in. So we had no concept of how, I mean, even as adults, you know the shit in your closet even if you haven't worn it in 10 years.
Yeah.
But we had no concept of that. So yeah, we thought we was going to get over finding that dress in the back of her closet.
So
that was a brilliant idea in theory.
Now I'm just assuming we all was broke. I know I was, but. I was spoiled too because I was my mom's only child, but you know, so I had some pretty good Christmases. There was one where I didn't really get anything because we was like really hard up on money, but for the most part, man, I had some really awesome Christmases, man. I remember one of my most memorable gifts was my bike that I got when I was 7, and then I got. Nintendo, when that came out, and that probably was like one of my favorite Christmas gifts. But I'm trying to remember like some jacked up ones that I had and got. It probably always was like clothes. I remember getting clothes that I didn't like.
I was gonna say that. Like, I can't think of any bad Christmas gifts other than when I was a kid and somebody fucking gave us socks or clothes or socks, anything that wasn't toys or electronics when we were kids felt like a fucking horrible gift.
My favorite Christmas gift is G.I. Joe battleship.
Yeah. The
big joint.
Aircraft carrier. Man, that joint was huge. Wow. Like,
BA, did you make a face too?
No.
I kind of made a
face. Why y'all hating on the aircraft carrier?
Well, yeah, no, nah, just
G.I. Joe wasn't really popping in my house.
Yeah, no, we weren't really into G.I. Joe.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That had to stay in the basement, dude, because yeah. I couldn't even keep my room, dude.
You know what my favorite Christmas gift was? This is going to sound crazy. And TJ, you might remember, I don't know if you know, but I got, this is the 80s, and it was the British Bulldog Tag Team wrestlers.
Wow. Okay.
Like the little action figure. Bro, I was so excited to get the gut. Man, y'all have no idea. And that was one of the ones where I looked out the door and kind of saw it being wrapped, so I knew what it was going to be, so I ran right to it the next morning.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I was disappointed
in, I asked my mom for Voltron, and you know, they, of course, if y'all remember, it was the Lions and the Cars. I was definitely a lion. The Lions.
Mm-hmm.
What did my mom get me? The Cars. I was like, nah, gee, I don't even want this.
That. I feel like I remember like really wanting a remote control car, and I ended up getting like one of those $10 Walgreens with the cord between the remote and the,
that
and
happened.
The car.
Wow,
that happened.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
So you two being siblings, did one of y'all ever get a gift that either the other one wanted or you got something way better and y'all was like fighting about it?
I don't
not kind of remember. Yeah, I feel like we, I feel like as far as our toys, I don't really remember us being territorial over them.
I don't
think that happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, did y'all have right?
That ain't go how you thought it was gonna go.
No, didn't at all.
But have y'all like not gotten something like you really wanted? You thought you was really gonna get it, and then y'all didn't get it.
My damn remote control, remote control car. Shit,
nigga, really?
Etch a sketch?
I don't think.
What?
Man, I wanted
it. We had etch a sketches. No. What are you talking about?
I didn't get it.
Y'all probably gonna clown me. But the one thing I always wanted that I never got was, I think it was called Light Bright.
Really? Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I did want a Light Bright. Sorry.
All right, BA, Drew, let's go. 5, 4. No, I'm just kidding. a Light Bright, huh?
Yeah. And
turn on the magic with colored lights.
Yeah. And I'm not talking.
What were your hopes? Like,
make
what
a sign?
Gonna... Man, you know, you can make the little... Yeah, you make signs. You can make little drawings with the lights and stuff, you know. Always wanted one. Never got it. But then again, you know, I used to shop... me and my mom used to shop at thrift stores and garage sales a lot. So I used to get so many toys from those places that, like, you know, Christmas was kind of like a bonus. So... like I said, when I got, when Nintendo came out, and I think some of the other gaming systems came out, and I started getting into video games more, like that's what I was like always looking forward to, was like the video games.
Ooh. I remember getting my Sega Genesis for Christmas. That was dope.
Man,
word.
I flipped Alter Beast that night. Like I'm done with
that. Speaking of video games, it's a game that's been really overlooked, and I don't know because you just said Sega Genesis. Y'all remember Joe Montana Football?
Oh my God. Used to love it.
Yeah.
Used to love it. I don't think it ever got the props it deserved.
Like you threw when they threw the ball in there, you could actually see the signature on the football when it was spinning in there. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
It was a great game. Didn't get its due. You always
Did they have it on Genesis? Yeah. I feel like we played that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Genesis.
Yeah, you played it.
Okay.
Yeah, Genesis had some good games, man. I was watching something the other day, and somebody brought up the Sega Jaguar. Did anybody have
that?
I didn't know nobody who had the Sega.
I don't know what that is.
Nah. I remember
the Neo Geo.
Yeah, I think
the TurboGrafx-16.
The only thing I really remember that was like alt, like... I had
Sega Dreamcast.
I was working at Circuit City when I had that Dreamcast. I bought it for like $20.
I literally bought it on 9/11.
Wow. Wow.
I bought three things on 9/11. I bought a Dreamcast, a new TV, and Blueprint.
Wow.
You really bought Blueprint?
Wow.
Yeah, like my promo game was popping at that time. You went and bought that. You knew I was gonna probably get it.
You was real shady with your shit. Like, I needed my own copy. Like, you would be taking shit back. Like, I'm like, nigga, I'm on track six.
I feel like back, I had the blueprint like 2 weeks before it came out. I bought
blueprint, but I did it because I was at home. I was off that day. I was at home watching. And he came to work. I'm like, I'm tired of seeing this shit. So I went up to the gig and bought all that shit and went home, and that's what I did for the rest of the day.
On 9/11, I was walking Royce the 5'9" around my job.
This is when you were at JMA?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. He had actually flew in from Detroit that morning, and he didn't know what was going on, but we had like all the TVs on in the office, and he was tripping, man. And wow. I was like walking him around to like kind of introduce him to people, and like, you know, nobody cared.
Right.
You know, it was a tragedy going on.
Right.
But right. So yeah, that was interesting.
Yo, I just want to go back real quick on some childhood shit. Drew, Dave, did any of y'all ever like have to sell the world's finest candy bars? Wait, but ended
those,
up
like the
not
crunch
selling?
Bar, the caramel, and
no, not yeah. those.
Yeah.
Not. Not,
like, but you, so
I
did you end up eating
I
most
of
yours?
The caramel,
as opposed
but some
to
other joints I sold.
Nah, like, we had, when NBA played Little League Baseball, every year we had to sell, I guess, for our admission into the league or to be able to play. But our greedy asses would always eat, like, all the candy bars, and then my mama would end up every year having to write a check for, like, $300, because she had to cover both of ours.
It's kind of like both of ours.
To pay off, you know, the debt for the candy bars. But I just can't imagine kids
never
having to
sell
those and not eating.
God damn.
Nah, I had to sell like for different like school things. I had to sell popcorn. I had to sell some cheeses.
Yeah,
and then, like,
cheeses.
Yeah, cheese. Different types of cheeses. And it was something else. I don't think it was the candy though, but.
What the fuck did you go to school? All these
No. But basically you'd have to sell all these things, and then if you sold so many, then you could buy like there was like a prize book or something that came along with it, and so you could buy whatever prizes was in that book or that catalog after you sold, you know, all the items for the school. So, you know, it was a school fundraiser, but some of the money you could put towards whatever these different prizes were.
Thank God I haven't had to do that as a parent. Like I can't be that person.
Yeah. Going to ask your friends to buy.
Like, I don't know how my child has escaped that shit.
Yeah.
But
I feel
I
like
had to do
you,
none of
you
that
would
fundraising.
Have, like, she could still sell some because you know she got all her uncles. So
yeah.
It's just the act of doing it is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Send an email at work, and when I had to get Girl Scout cookies off, like, yeah, you just send
that's
an email at work.
That's the shit that I don't want to do. I don't want to have to be that person that goes around selling and collecting money and all.
Nowadays, kids got their own Bitcoin, Cash App, and Venmo. So they be having their own businesses on the side. You don't even know about.
Like, and they don't even let you. Like, certain jobs don't even let you. You know, list stuff for your kids no more. They be like, nah, you don't do that here. So stuff has definitely changed.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a motherfucker at my job. I still owe me some popcorn. I'm trying to support. Nah, because you got to think like motherfuckers like.
Well, what kind of popcorn was it? You sound bad.
I don't even remember. I just remember they were selling the shit, and it went around. They were selling it. And everything was cool, and then a fucking pandemic happened, and niggas got sent home and started working from home.
Oh, this is this year. I thought you was talking about some shit from a while back. No, this year.
Nigga, that was this year. Yeah. The fucking pandemic happened. My money's already there. I'm just waiting for the fucking delivery. And I ain't seen no more.
How much popcorn did you buy, my nigga?
I don't know. It was like
20. It's the
What kind of popcorn? What flavor? Was it a specialty flavor?
You asking a lot of questions. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
But it was like $20. If you say it was like $20, then I kind of get it.
Yeah. If you go to collect.
Well, I paid up front is the point. And then some shit happened and I never got my goddamn pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to be that. I can't be that person. So if my kid had to have a fundraiser, it just ain't going to my job. That's just not happening.
Yeah, I think if you just to go collect on that now, he'd be like, yo, man, you know this COVID shit, man.
Okay, let me ask you this question while we have. Who is the most difficult person to shop for during the holidays for you guys?
Oh, that's a good question. For me, my mother-in-law. I think she's probably the hardest to shop for, just because.
Don't get in trouble, Dave. Don't get in trouble.
No. I was gonna say, unless she's like specifically tells me what she wants, it's kind of like always a guessing game.
Buy a book. Tell me.
You know, and even if I ask, you know, like Jamila or, you know, my sister and brother-in-laws, it's kind of like, yeah, I try to always play it safe as far as what to buy for Christmas. So she probably would fall in the category of the hardest. You know, like kids are always easy to shop for. And then, you know, I normally know what Jamila wants. So, yeah, I would have to say my mother-in-law's probably.
Yeah, I was going to either say my mom or my sister. Them two right there, rough.
Oh. Yeah.
Y'all doing a whole lot. Go ahead, B.
I don't think nobody's hard to shop for. You're going to take whatever the hell I give you. Yes.
Man.
I got that because I wanted you to have it.
Yeah.
Whatever you do with it is up to you, but if you want to appreciate the shit. So,
but I will say, I do, and I hate to say this because it's usually an older person that does this, but I do be wanting to slap the shit out of people who give me fruitcake.
Who's still doing that?
That's,
I hope I know young people giving you fruitcake.
Wow. Okay.
If a young person gives you a fruitcake, they don't like
and
you.
And whoever
really
gives you a fruitcake, they got to be like Beatrice or some shit like that.
Where do you even buy a fruitcake? Like what?
They're still Jewel and other stores still be selling around the holiday.
Ain't nobody giving out fruitcake in 2000. Yo,
fruitcakes, like, you gotta really, I guess, mature into them because you don't like fruitcakes when you're young, and even at this point, we're all in the 40 area now. We still don't like fruitcake. What age do you start liking fruitcake? Do you just say fuck it one day and then try it, and them shits are really delicious?
Fruitcakes are literally just used to hold up tables where they have broken legs.
They're paperweights.
You got fruitcake. You know, like, if you're giving away fruitcake, that means you still got them candies in your purse that look like strawberries. That look like strawberry wrappers. That's what that is.
Yo,
those ain't even like. I mean, like, they're not my first choice. But listen, I could fuck with those if I wanted candy and there was nothing else. Like, okay. I could fuck with those, the strawberry joints.
But what are those made of? Because they never get old. I swear to God, it's like some of those candies from like 50 years ago that still, like, you put them in your mouth and they taste like it just was made.
Well, you know, cars were made different too. And they used to last.
Start
longer.
Talking about cake. People who like whipped cream icing, you the devil. That's disgusting.
What's
whipped cream icing?
Is that the same as like the sour cream icing?
If it ain't buttercream.
Or is...
No.
Sour cream icing?
No.
Nah.
Okay, maybe not. But whipped cream
it's
icing,
different.
You the devil. Fuck that shit.
But
buttercream,
what is regular icing made of?
Buttercream.
Oh, yeah.
I can take a leave buttercream. Like, I'll eat it on a cupcake.
Yeah,
but like a whole cake, I'm not necessarily always a fan of it.
Yo, I'm intrigued about this whipped cream icing though. Like, I'm gonna have to find me a cake because I don't know if I've ever had that.
Man,
do they do anything special to the whipped cream, or do they just put it on top? Drew, I don't think those people are trying to set it off as icing.
It literally says that.
So they just get a scoop of Cool Whip and put it on top of the cake.
I cannot. No.
Cool Whip isn't whipped.
So what type of?
Well, you know what I meant. That's you know what I mean.
What type of icing, like, do they usually be putting on, like,
that's
pound
like
cakes?
Drizzle.
That's just
something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, here's the reason why I say that, because I went to Jewel. You know, Jewel sells these little slices of cake. So I'm thinking, I'm in the store. I'm trying to get as much stuff as I get out. Like, I don't try to be in stores too much no more because of, you know, the pandemic. So I'm just trying to grab stuff out.
Yeah.
I grab a slice of cake. Come home. Wasn't even paying attention. Open it up, I take a bite. I was like, I almost threw up because it was the whipped cream icing, bro.
That was the whipped cream icing.
Like, I want to feel the sugar rush when I end it with the buttercream. I had that sugar rush, yeah. So, like, people.
I'm going to Google right now. I'm so fascinated. People who about like whipped cream icing.
Also, like Mr. Pibb. Stuff like that.
the fake Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Is that what that is? I've never had a Mr. Pibb in my life. So you didn't know what that was called.
Mr. Pibb and Tab. Mr. Pibb and Tab are pretty much the same in my book. I don't even think
Is Tab like a Dr. Pepper type?
I think so. Drink. I'm almost certain it is.
Which one was it?
I thought it was cola.
I think it's Tab.
I don't think I've never had Tab.
I don't think I've ever had that in my life.
Well, hey, but I still...
It just look like old people shit. You drink Tab, Dave?
Well, I don't really drink pop anymore other than the occasional ginger ale, but when I do this,
Tab.
I don't think they make Tab anymore.
But it actually discontinued it this year.
But I did used to fuck with Royal Crown heavy, and that was like the strongest ass.
This nigga thing is
RC. I'm like, what is Royal Crown? I was like, Crown Royal ain't soda. Crown Royal ain't pop. Will you really call it Royal?
No,
Crown?
I'm just, you know, for context, but
threw me off.
Let's call it RC, man. That's what it is.
That is the strongest. Like literally, you can start your car with.
Obviously, you haven't had a Pepsi yet. Like straight out the can. That stuff was like burn your inside.
Man, RC like, and that's another thing. Mostly old people drink, but.
Hey, I don't know about RC, dog. I feel like RC.
You know,
RC,
RC is the drink that they bring at the cookout when you say y'all need anything right before you get there. They bring the RC.
Right.
And you don't want to spend a lot of money.
And wow.
That's why I bring
Wildwood. Oh, yo, Tahitian Treat is.
Tahitian Treat the shit. We'll send it up. Yeah, fuck you,
yeah, you will be invited to every barbecue if you bring Tahitian Treat.
Hey, yo, BA, was that? That's how you did the Super Bowl party last year.
Probably so.
But wait, y'all only talking about Fruit Punch, right? Because I don't know what else do they make besides Fruit Punch.
That's the only
official Tahitian Treat.
And they
you came front on Faygo.
Faygo got too many flavors, bro.
You came front on Faygo, but they Fruit Punch is bomb.
They cream soda's fire.
The bootleg pop that everybody brings to the barbecue is Wildwood. All day.
Well, yeah,
all day.
You can get 60 bottles, 60 cans for $1. Yeah.
You gotta get red.
Real wild. Yo, going back real quick, I'm still tripping on Royal Crown. I really now want to get have a Crown Royal and Royal Crown drink.
Man.
Awesome. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds like, I didn't even really think about that until now. Yeah, yeah.
That's almost like an oxymoron.
I'm going to buy me some RC and Crown Royal.
What kind of Crown Royal?
I'm gonna get the OG, nigga. I ain't doing no fruits in my Crown Royal.
Be careful, man. You might create a time paradox or something by mixing them two together.
I'm gonna end up in the 80s.
You're really gonna be in 1984.
But yeah, am I gonna be this age in 84, or am I gonna be 7 again?
Right.
I'm trying that Crown Royal and Royal Crown. Royal Crown Royal.
IG, bro. I want to see this.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
For real.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
You might as well turn on In the Heat of the Night or some shit and watch that while you.
What you gotta have playing? I feel like you gotta have.
Remember we was at one party and they ran out of chases and we was up there like Hennessy and we couldn't find nothing but like root beer and we was like fuck it, it was Wildwood root beer.
Y'all niggas drank Hennessy.
Yeah, right. Sometimes you do what you gotta do, man.
I guess if you're drunk enough, y'all already drunk, right? Oh shit, y'all drank Hennessy and root beer sober.
Sometimes you gotta do what you
y'all
gotta do.
Y'all should just drink the fucking Hennessy straight. Hey, man, the fuck are y'all doing? Root beer?
Yeah.
I can see if you were already drunk and then you wanted to keep drinking. Fuck it. Throw the root beer. Y'all niggas was sober and made that decision. Y'all should have just drank it, sipped it straight on some rocks or something. Wow. How did that turn out?
But, you know, it got the job done. We also used
to...
Would you ever drink it again?
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't the best
decision. Yeah. So that's different. That's different.
The fuck ever?
No, the fuck it ain't.
Oh, nah.
I mean, but you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, I mean, you trying to get fucked up. You trying to get fucked up. You drink the
Everclear. Did you have the Everclear we shot with us, Teach?
No, it was mine. Yeah, it was somebody's bachelor party, wasn't it?
No, it was with the writing rehearsal.
Yeah, just for y'all.
I feel like I had it.
Just so y'all know, the African moonshine comes in a green bottle with no label. Looked like it was something off a Serpent in the Rainbow that was dug up in, you know, the Jurassic Park or something. And yeah,
it looks like you shouldn't be drinking whatever's in the bottle, and you really shouldn't be drinking what's in that damn bottle.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. Mine got served in a water bottle.
I'm gonna tell the story right now.
Straight off the plane.
No, I'm gonna tell the story right now.
But you knew what it was.
So, of course, I go to Africa to visit some family members. I asked B, I said, what you want from Africa? He said, bring me some liquor. Cool. I asked my uncle. My uncle said, I got you. He bring this dumb water bottle of the liquor. And he was like, okay, he had the cap, but he had like a plastic film around the underneath the cap. He said, do not open this on the plane. I'm like, okay, wasn't planning on it, but okay. So get it there, get it, give it to DA. Like, here you go, bro. He said, I'm gonna put this shit in the freezer. We're gonna drink this before we go out one night. All right, cool. I promise you, we opened this up. We poured it in a glass, and we all smelled it. We was like, I think we need a chaser. To this day, and he know it too, we was like, get this cranberry juice. Dude, why the cranberry juice sit on top of the...
Yeah, that shit was, I'm a fat-ass motor oil, man. Like, I don't know.
My cousin said, he said, y'all drinking this? Yeah, we keep that back in Africa. We keep this in our car just in case you run out of gas. We was like, yo!
You know what I'm talking about?
This is 100% pure ethanol, man.
Right, but see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I ain't never seen liquor sit on top of a juice. And then when we mixed it, it actually flipped. Wow. The juice was sitting on top of the liquor. So I'm done.
Wow.
Man, niggas still drank it though, didn't
they? Man.
Come on.
Absolutely.
So basically, if you used a drop of match in that glass,
dude, it was six glasses.
Would have exploded.
Yeah, it was six glasses. Yeah,
it could have happened. In all likelihood, yes.
Wow.
So wait, y'all didn't take no straight shots?
No, I guarantee you this. Oh, did you? I didn't.
I did a straight shot.
I was about to say, you got to try a straight
shot. But here's the thing.
Yeah, I did a straight shot.
And look, he lives to tell about it, Drew.
Because here's the thing.
It was an instant regret.
But you did that shit. That's what's most important.
I've had many instant regrets from, you know, taking several shots. Just you know, think about my first time drinking Patron and how that went.
Yeah. Patron ain't nothing but hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Okay. Should come with you know, more warning labels on it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I'm telling you. And another thing about that night, me and BA never. We only drank one beer between both of us that night. We was good. No, I'm saying we had a
beer. Wait, like y'all shared the beer?
Are you trying to catch people up? Oh,
okay. Man. One beer. Pass, sip, and pass.
Don't do that.
Yeah, nobody rolls that way.
Sorry, that's just what came to mind.
Yeah,
It was the phrasing. All right, so like, let me just preface this by saying I was high when I noticed this, because I feel like lately when I smoke a little and I get mad analytical and I'm breaking shit down in ways I never thought before. But in house party, like, he got... Kid is mad light skinned, first of all.
Right.
So at the beginning of the movie, in the lunchroom, he bump into Stab, and then they get into it in the lunchroom. Yo, they pick him up, they hit him three times directly in the face.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they slide him across
the lunch table.
And then they slide him across the lunch table. Yo, He didn't have a bruise, a mark, a scratch.
Or yeah. Not a one.
And then on top of that, let me ask y'all. If it's Friday, it's a hot party everybody going to that night of. You get in a fight in the lunchroom, you get picked up, thrown across the table. Nigga, are you going to the party later that night?
Nah.
I mean, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm definitely chilling.
Yeah, I'm probably sitting that one out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no way, first of all, there's no way he didn't bruise, he didn't have
the only thing that happened. The only thing that happened was his
none of that happened. The way he grabbed and then that. Crazy. So they didn't think that part through. And then just no high school kid is going to a party 3-5 hours after they get thrown across the lunchroom and across the table.
Yeah. Yeah, not unless they're coming back with a gun.
But maybe the thing was sadly, to the party.
Sadly.
That got dark.
No, not got, even having know, to do got, with I them going to the party.
Yeah, just to embarrass
in front of your friends. Because remember, like in high school, when a fight like that would happen, like nigga, word was spread.
They were so there.
Even people that weren't there, they didn't have lunch that period. Yeah. Nigga, by the end of the day, they heard and they knew, and the whole school was talking about that shit.
Yeah.
So there's no way that's happening to me. And then, you know what I'm saying? 6 hours later or whatever, I'm showing up to the house to the house party. Everybody, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's supposed to be the man and one of the main characters. There's no way though.
Yeah.
That you get your ass whooped like that and you still go to the party that night.
I kind of hate when they do that in movies in general, when like somebody like detecting like a million punches and then in the next scene they have not even so much as a scratch, or they get their ass really whooped.
You just called it the whole Fast and Furious franchise, like, bro. Dom literally got shot night before. Like,
we'll take a tremendous
a windshield and nothing beating. With a white t-shirt on.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all think that's like why like some people be out here doing crazy shit because they so brainwashed by TV. Remember on the A-Team, they would have all these guns and shoot like 12,000 rounds.
Yeah.
And like had people, and then the most that would happen was they might hit a tire and the car flip over.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it, man. I mean, you know, just look at how many dumb people won't believe that an actual virus is killing people, you know. So the fact that there's probably people that watch, you know, some of these action sequences and think that this stuff is real
surprised me one bit. Benefit society. Yeah. So
Yeah.
Look at that.
Right. Straight. Yeah. Wow.
But they do that constantly though. I was watching recently you know, one of my favorite shows, Tyler Perry's Have It Have Nots. And one of the characters on that got hit in the face with a.
Why do we have to say his name?
That's
what the nigga name all shows.
Yeah, that's how you.
It's like we know who produced the show. He ain't got to put his name on there.
Right. You got to say every time, dude.
You ain't out here like Aaron Spelling's Beverly Hills 90210. That's like, we ain't not doing
what
that.
He named it.
Come on, bro. I got a real problem with that. With Tyler Perry putting his name on every goddamn thing, like, come on, bro, we know
you gotta say it even when he's doing personal stuff. Tyler Perry goes to Whole Foods, like you gotta say it every time. It's just
I have an issue with this nigga putting his name on every. It does not have to be Tyler Perry Presents.
Hey, man.
You know what? You can just call it what it is.
No, that's that subconscious marketing shit, though.
He's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
That's that subconscious marketing shit.
I don't give a shit. That shit is whack.
Hey, I agree with you. It's irritating and it's dumb as fuck, but I know why he does it. I know why he do it. And yeah, that's that subconscious shit.
Okay, I guess I get why he does
it. It's the brain.
I don't mean like it.
Okay. It's dumb.
That's fair.
Hey, but yeah, I was watching that recently, and there was a scene where one of the characters gets hit in the face with a crowbar, and he literally says, "Am I bleeding?" But there's not a mark on his face for the entire rest of the episode. So yeah, like I really hate when shows do that. It's like, come on now, people are not invincible. You know, I get I get a keloid or a scratch at a damn hangnail, you know, that might scrape against my face. So
yeah,
Merv Griffin's Wheel of Fortune.
What? Merv Griffin's
Wheel of Fortune. This shit don't work, man. Like, huh? Merv Griffin.
Wait, whatever. Nigga, he made up a whole new person. Man.
Mark
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Marv
Griffin. But the point is, like, why are you putting your...
No,
it was Jamie Lee Gifford.
Kathy, Marv Albert had a Wheel of Fortune. I'm sure it would have been a different...
No. It's really Kathy. But remember in Fatty Girls, Keith Murray made up... He mixed up Jamie Lee Curtis and Kathy Lee Gifford. And he said Jamie Lee Gifford.
Yeah, he did.
No, a Kathy Lee Curtis.
Yeah,
I think he said Kathy Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
The point is, the shit is stupid. Like, no, who does? Why would you? Anyway, that's just my pet peeve. I fuck with Tyler Perry. I do. I don't fuck with the way he names his movies and his shows like that. That I can't.
Hey, man.
Nah,
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, man.
That's fine.
So you don't want to see like Jerry Ryan doing Chicago Bulls?
Like, you can't. It's a movie. It's a TV show. You don't have to brand it with your name. Every time. Every time, my nigga. Like, listen, if you were just getting started and you were just getting established in the game, I get it. But you have been, Tyler Perry is Tyler Perry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's been around forever. There's no need to continue to brand shit with your name. Put the goddamn product out. We know it's you, Tyler Perry.
That's, hey, man.
We know it's you.
I forgot. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, on that note, this has been BA, TJ, Dave, and Drews on the Series 33 of the Third podcast.
Really? Wow.
Oh,
I hate you all. I
hate it. Man, appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter on Series 33. Make sure you follow us on the IG page that Tej refuses to update.
Oh, and, you know what? My bad. Real quick. Hey, y'all know I got this new phone last week. I haven't been able to. I forgot what the password is. So, apparently, I didn't think to give it to y'all.
Jeez.
So, give me a minute to update that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Snapchat
merch.
But follow us anyway.
Merch
coming soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, follow us on Snapchat. Follow us on Clubhouse.
No, don't follow us on Clubhouse. I'm not going to the room.
And, OnlyFans.
Don't they have to be invited to Clubhouse? You can't just follow, right?
Well, if you're on Clubhouse, you can follow us.
Individually, we don't have a Series 33. But listen, fuck that, Drew. I'll go in any goddamn room I damn well please. So if it's Throat Babies, or Make It Clap, or whatever. I'm gonna go in and,
man.
Yo, only you can only talk shit about me in one of those rooms if I'm one of the speakers, and then that's a whole different thing.
No doubt.
All right,
I'm gonna sneak in and sit in the audience though. Fuck that.
Oh wow, Paul.
OnlyFans page coming soon.
And,
I'm not manning that one.
Merch coming soon. If you can't stress that enough.
Yeah, nigga.
That's coming soon.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's gonna be, but it's coming.
Yeah, for sure. Just like TJ came in the Throw Babies. Hey.
Twice. Right.
Disgusting.
Twice.
Leave me out of
here. You just tried to say me and me
here.
No, I didn't. No, I
didn't. That's what you said. You said between. You said the NBA had a beer between us. You said the NBA had a beer between us.
Dos Equis.
Nah, them niggas was definitely sharing a Corona.
If y'all niggas done, is this over?
Thank you. I'm out.
Oh, all right, no sex in the champagne room. We out.
Peace. I hate y'all.